you tell him that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon?
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
Han Solo, the Rebellion General?
No, the smuggler.
Wasn't he a war hero?
This is a ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12!
Welcome to the third installment of the Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, where the champion and the contender battle to the death of their pride and self-importance to be the one that other lesser individuals will look up to and call the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, thus bringing temporary eternal fame and glory to the podcast of the winner. I am your show host, Bruno Lavigueur, also known as Condor Supreme. As usual, I am joined by our flavor commentator, Peter Lavoie-Massicotte, also known as the Senior Intern. I must say, though, that Peter is doing a hell of a job as the under-recognized and underappreciated Lore Master Quiz judge. If he keeps up the good work, he might very soon merit a lick-and-stick glowing star sticker for his efforts. Hang in there, Peter. Hang in there.
Yeah, lick-and-stick your wife, you fucker.
I don't know about you, Peter, but I must say that after the last Lore Master Quiz, where we saw the champion face hard and uncalled for opposition from a lowly ship janitor, and seeing him like that on the edge, having to go to final salvo question after final salvo question to secure his title, it shook my confidence in his ability to keep his title in the long term and really establish himself as a force to be reckoned with. My dreams are still haunted by vision of the champion bleeding by every orifice while being struck down by a powerful barrage of floor cloth. Would you say, Peter, that the champion is broken forever and might not recover from this near-death experience?
Probably not, but I'm pretty impressed with your script. You write really good English. Maybe the word's a little too difficult, but good. Good job, Bruno.
I appreciate that. Once again, as the good senior intern you are, you took it upon yourself and on your free time and unpaid time to meet the contestant in their secret training facilities to gather pre-fight comments. Let's hear it.
Well, I've been unemployed since December, so all my time is unpaid time. Hello, Gordon.
Hey, Peter.
Thank you for receiving me in your training facilities. What was your first... Okay, yeah, no, say something.
No. That's just me being eager. You go right ahead, intern.
That's just me reading directly from the script where it says, I haven't gotten to the point where I let you talk yet, so... What was your first reaction when you learned that you've been challenged by the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated?
God, he must be desperate.
That's legit.
That's it.
Okay, good. Once you accepted your fate and that the shock of the challenge passed, how did you prepare for this gigantic task?
I still haven't accepted my fate. I'm still protesting this. I still don't want to do this, and I want it noted as such. I haven't prepared, and I don't intend to, and you're about to see why.
In the X-Wing Underground and Dark Chats, known only by podcasters, some wild rumors are circulating. Some say you tried to use the release of 2.0 as an excuse to shy away from the challenge. Other, even wilder rumors state that you went missing for a few days before the recording, only to be found crying and helpless under the kitchen sink by a speechless plumber. Any thoughts on that?
That is fake news. I think fake news has been on the increase across all major news outlets. This is just one more shameless attempt on their part to seek higher ratings, given my fame. And I have no comment at this time.
Very American of you. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
That wasn't scripted. I just said that.
Yeah.
Bruno didn't anticipate you saying it was fake news. I'm translocating to Zach's secret lair now.
Your presence has been detected and recorded. Thank you.
Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic, Lore Master 2000 until defeated, thank you for receiving me once again in your secret lair.
Always a pleasure, Peter.
Bruno, we gotta leave some time for him to respond to that. The second time I talk over them. You now have accumulated 3 Lore Master medals, including the qualification quiz you won against me, making you the only and most decorated X-Wing Lore Master of all time. Are you starting to feel the weight of such an accomplishment?
Ah, you know, I was a little against Blair, where I was like, man, if I fuck this up, Blair's gonna give me some shit. I mean, Gordon's gonna give me a lot of shit too if I fuck this up.
In the light of the recent hardship you faced in the last quiz, how did you prepare for tonight's bout?
I picked someone that I hope would be easier.
Solid strategy. You might be aware that a certain individual who will keep the name silent at this point has questioned and undermined the credibility and validity of both this quiz and your title because you've not faced the said individual. What do you have to say to this person who sees himself as X-Wing important and is obviously deeply wounded by the fact he did not consider him a worthy opponent earlier?
One, he and or she can suck it.
Please note that the champion's last comment does not reflect the opinions and point of views of this show. He or she can suck it only if they do it willingly. It is not mandatory at this point of the episode. Keep it 100.
And two, at this point, I would say their knowledge is all X-Wing 1.0 anyway, so they can have it.
I would not expect any other answer from a champion such as you. Thank you and good luck for tonight.
Peter, as always, I am amazed at your interviewing skills.
I think they're getting better.
Oh, yeah. After meeting with the contender, what are your thoughts on this Gordon person? Might he be a real threat to the champion's title? Or just another poor soul who's on the path to the land of the shame to rejoin with Dion Morales, Blair Bunky, and Peter Lavoie-Mascotte?
Well, I mean, Zach's never lost. I'd be an idiot to bet against him, but I'm a judge, so I have to be impartial, right?
Well said.
Thank you. I don't know how you anticipate I would say that, but thank you.
Regarding the champion himself, this great example for our X-Wing youth, do you feel he has recovered from the last quiz? Will we see a broken and tired Asbin, or the real Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated?
Zach, come on. I love the guy, but he's not a great example for our X-Wing youth.
Said like a real senior intern. Thank you. And now, Peter, I hope you are as excited as I am about what's about to happen, because here comes the contender.
Operating from an undisclosed starship hangar and acting as a galactic Robin Hood, he and his crew are devoted to gathering information and tactical knowledge from reliable sources and giving back interesting topics to all pilots in need, from veterans to rookies. Gordon Berg.
Bonjour, Gordon Berg.
Hola.
We at Lore Master Quiz are very proud of you. You've overcome your fears and stood up to the champion's challenge. But did you really think this through?
No, absolutely not. This is the worst idea ever.
Well, it's too late for second thoughts now, because your destiny has arrived.
You put his intro all in caps. Am I supposed to yell this?
Yes.
Yes?
Fuck. From Wisconsin, shouting truth across the internet, you'll hear him before you see him, the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, Zach Matthews, Invitational Champ, Carolina Crates, podcast, Zach Matthews.
Hello, champion.
Hello.
Including the qualification quiz, this will be your fourth participation to the quiz. Do you think your title and the honor of your podcast might be at risk tonight?
I mean, it will. It is in theory, right? It is at risk. I could fuck this up.
Oh, could you?
It's theoretically possible.
Will you be more cautious and study your opponent before engaging him, or will you give it all right away and alpha strike him into next week?
Yeah, strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Peter, t'as un commentaire?
Oh, I do. I do have something to say. Well, Bruno, it is clear to me that the champion is out to remove any doubts any heretics might have following the last quiz. The Galactic Robin Hood will need more than a first place at an archery contest to steal Maid Marian's heart and leave with the bag of gold.
Rules of engagement. The rules are simple. Every round, each representative will be asked a really simple question. You will have 5 seconds to give your final answer. On a right answer, you get 1 point. On a wrong answer, you get disregard and shame. Also, on a wrong answer, the opponent can try to steal for half a point. As always, no cheating will be tolerated. On that subject, in the last quiz, a tactic was used to have more time to give their response. Participant would pretend not to understand the question and have the host repeat or start babbling about faintly related stuff to gain more time. This time around, if no answer is given after the allocated time, it will be treated as a missed opportunity and the host will move to the next phase of the game.
So what you're saying is I have even less of a chance now than what I could have had had I been on the show last time. Thanks, Zach.
That was definitely a me tactic.
Before we move on to the main event, our legal department insisted you be informed of the consequences of cheating. If you are suspected of cheating, you will receive a warning, and any following suspicious behavior will result in you being eternally branded as a cheater and forever known as having malicious intent.
It's almost like we're on a Gold Squadron podcast.
Not only you will carry the burden of disgrace and indignity, but all of your community and family will suffer your fate. You will never be able to exit a store without triggering the alarm. In your professional life, your nemesis will always be promoted before you, and any person that will be unfortunate enough to see you naked will burst in a cruel and evil laughter while pointing at your now atrophied and foul-smelling genitals.
What if that happens normally?
Be aware that you are always suspected of cheating, enabling us to skip the warning step. Is that understood, gentlemen?
Yeah.
So innocent until proven guilty, that's just like an America thing?
Right now, you're proven guilty no matter what.
Strong.
So, Gordon Berg, in the name of the Stay on Target podcast, do you understand and accept these conditions?
I can't even stall for time on this either because of these new rules. Yes, I accept these draconian measures.
Zach Matthews, in the name of the Carolina Crates, do you understand and accept these conditions?
Sure do.
It is now time to see if the sayings are true. Will the champion manage to stay on target and keep the crates on top, or will it be the other way around? The slaughter will begin right after this.
This year at Gen Con...
All wings, stand by to jump on my mark.
Join the crew of the Shuttle Tiderium podcast.
You think it's a trap?
He's the key to the location of the Rebel base in this subsector.
For an epic X-Wing narrative event.
We're setting up for our attack run, Killjoy leader.
Enemy signals at Mark 2. Coming up to meet us.
Assault on Grayskull base.
Gordon, since you are the contender, you go first. Round one. Gordon.
Yes.
What is the pilot ability of Gratz the Hunter?
I have absolutely no idea. Pass.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Zach.
At the start of the combat phase, if there's an enemy ship in range 1 to 3... I'm sorry, when defending, if there's an enemy ship at range 1 to 3... you may add one evade result.
Yes. Half a point for Zach.
Is that one of those scum fighters, the K fighters? Is that?
Yep.
Okay, I knew that much. All right.
I tried really hard to make him work for a while. I was convinced he was a value.
Zach? You have to say yes.
Oh, yes.
What is the pilot ability of Buddy Rook?
Friendly ships may acquire target locks... beyond range 1 to 3 if you are at range 1 of the enemy ship.
Judge.
Okay, you said friendly ships may acquire target locks beyond range 3 if you are at range... I don't remember.
When a friendly ship acquires a target lock, that ship can lock onto an enemy ship at range 1 to 3 of any friendly ship. Judge.
I don't fucking know, dude.
All right, half a point.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, because if there was ever an opportunity for me to steal, it was there, and I still didn't know the answer other than that's the U-Wing guy, right? That's all
yes.
I do.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Round two. Gordon.
Yes.
From which city does Imperial Propaganda Radio broadcast from?
That sounds like some kind of podcast, and I have no idea. How about Melbourne? I don't know.
Zach.
Sydney.
Sydney, Australia. That's right.
Oh, my God. Yes! I forgot the continent. Jeez. All right. I'll take it.
Gordon, you would have been better if you didn't answer that because I was a 50-50
oh,
between
did I tell
Sydney
you?
And Melbourne.
Oh, no.
I was going to say Melbourne
no.
first.
Oh, I'll this play. Sucks. Why did I agree to this?
Zach.
I'm here.
Well, you got to say yes.
I'm nodding. That should count.
What is the point cost of Jemmer Sojan or Gamer Sohan or some dude? Peter, say that in English properly.
I don't know. Jemmer Sojan. I don't know. So.
We've always said Sojan. Should be 22 points.
Yes, 22 points.
Oh, I knew that. I actually knew that. And of course, you got asked that question. This sucks.
Round three. Gordon.
No.
Which expansion pack do I need to buy if I want to play Mission 14, Hunting the Hunter?
Got to be kidding me. Mission 14? There's been... I see you counting off with your fingers there. I'm already out of time. I have no idea. Pass.
Zach.
Is it the IG-2000 expansion?
No.
It is the Houndstooth expansion pack. Zach.
Since Zach Matthews has decided not to respond when his name is called, I have been tasked to answer and talk on his behalf.
Zach.
Yes, oh magnificent host, I, the Zach Matthews title blah 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 is ready to hear your question.
How many ships have a native evade stats of 1? Plus or minus 1 for half a point.
I'm not allowed to count them off anymore, so 8.
No, Gordon.
12.
No, it's 16.
I was closest to without going over?
No. I was exactly half.
That is correct. Gordon gets half a point, closest without going over. Yes.
Wow, well Gordon done, is Gordon. The worst.
Not denied. Round four. Gordon.
Yes.
What is the point cost of Backstabber?
Backstabber. I want to say 16.
Yes. First point for Gordon Bird.
Oh my God, I got a point.
He's on the board.
Yes. Thank you.
Zach.
Yes, oh magnificent host, please ask your question.
What is the closing phrase of Wraith Squadron podcast?
Wraith Squadron out.
Gordon.
Where it's always 100 points?
Judge.
Something like that?
That's a 0.25 points for me.
0.25.
You have got to give me something there. We
yes,
know how
because
this is going to turn out.
It's the real answer is keep it 100.
That's it. Thank you.
So it's
God.
0.25 for you.
And Doc Zach point.
I feel like I should know that because I have one of the two black and white Wedge and Tillies they put out.
I have their target locks, so suck it, Zach.
Round five. Gordon.
Yes! All excited now.
The Empire faction can count on how many different ships? Plus or minus one for half a point.
Okay, I'm not stalling here. This is a clarification. Do you mean like a ship archetype type? Like, say, a TIE fighter versus a TIE advance or something? Is that what you're getting?
Yes, at? Yes. Different ships. Not pilot, ships.
I still have no idea. He can count on... 9.
Zach.
Does this count the First Order?
Yes.
13.
No, it's 18.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, because the first bunch of waves had 2 ships. Duh.
Zach?
Yep.
Mission 6, Undeniable Assets, is available through which expansion pack?
The Outrider, YT-2400.
No, Gordon.
What, you think this is the Shuttle Tidarian podcast? I have no idea. Nope.
It's the Lambda class expansion pack.
Yeah, dude. If you would have just said shuttle, you would have been fine.
Oh, see? I did say shuttle, Judge.
I'm calling the judge.
And then you finished with a denied knowing it.
So, Judge.
We can edit that part out, right? Because that's what we did with the other parts of this episode, right?
Judge.
Moving on.
Come on, give me 0.25 so I'm at least up to half a point.
Gordon, I might not have mentioned this before, but the contestant do not argue about points.
You
do
have not got argue the about wrong the validity of the question. The show. I realize I'm ruining the flow of the show, but this is Zach's mistake for bringing me on. You should have known better. In fact, you just docked a Zach 0.25 for bringing that up. Okay. All right, I'll shut up.
We're still consulting the judge and the legal department. Peter, didn't the point? Didn't put point?
No.
Oh, all right. The judge said no.
I've got to get in Peter's good graces somehow.
Gordon, if you have any complaints or beef you want to take up with our customer service,
back to Dallas,
I invite you to do that after the recording.
Peter, you got to tell him to send it to feedback at back to Dallas.
Exactly. That was his very polite Canadian way of saying shut up. Okay, noted.
First, intermission analysis. After 5 really simple questions, the score is
simple.
2.5 for the champion and 1.25 for the contender. Peter, any thoughts on what we just witnessed?
I think Gordon plays himself down pretty hard, so I wasn't expecting him to have this many points, but it's closer than I thought it was going
to
be.
Can I say I wasn't expecting to have this many points either?
Sure.
What should be the contender's strategy at this point of the fight, Peter?
Stop saying I don't know and just take a shot in the dark. That's what I would say.
Well, Peter, let's agree to disagree on that.
It's a solid strategy. Why did you script that?
Round 6. Gordon.
Okay, sure.
Which known podcast host firmly believe that Sonny Bounder is the best pilot in the game?
Oh, I actually know this and don't remember. Oh, crap. Nah, I'm drawing a blank.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, yes. And I'm out of time, but yeah, sure.
Zach.
Andrew Knuckles?
Oh, no, it's Adam Katnig of Back to Dials podcast.
Okay, I want to amend my statement. I had absolutely no idea.
Knuckles, you let me down with your Sonny Bounder meta comment.
Zach.
Yes.
What is the title of Imperial Propaganda Radio episode 22? Stop looking at your screen. Show me your hands.
Go Imperials.
No, Gordon.
Oh, now I know why you wanted a webcam, because I can't be typing. Oh, Hell of a Pilot? No, that's a different Australian podcast, but at least I said something, Judge.
All right, Judge, do you want to inform the contestant of the title of Imperial Propaganda Radio Episode 22?
Sure, it would be my pleasure. It is Imperial Propaganda Radio Episode 22.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Round 7. Gordon.
Yes.
What is the fuel leak critical in X-Wing 2.0?
Okay. If you you flip over your damage card, and then if you suffer another crit, you then take an additional hit.
Judge?
No.
Oh, come on. Yes, it is. It has to be. It's very close.
Zach?
I believe it's the way it's actually worded is the next time you receive a face-up damage card, receive an additional face-down damage card.
Judge?
I don't know why you're asking me this. I haven't actually read anything about X-Wing 2.0.
It's what, in the you've script, written? Peter.
Yes, in the script?
Yes.
So I could have been right, Peter.
No.
Read it
no,
again.
I don't think so. It says, after you suffer one critical damage, suffer one damage and repair this card. Action, repair
Wait,
this card.
Because I don't say repair this card, I'm getting docked here?
Oh, we both missed the repair this card. And we both missed the flip. I mean, it is pretty significant, right? Because, like, if you take that and 3 crits, you're only taking one additional
You're
face
missing
down,
the
you're
point here. I actually knew some of this answer.
I care about the integrity of the quiz.
Oh, my God.
Zach.
Say what, Zach?
Hold on, I'm still laughing at the bullshit I just said. What?
What is the panicked pilot critical in X-Wing 2.0?
Receives 2 stress tokens, then flip this card.
Judge?
Yeah.
Okay, it's gain 2 stress token, then repair this card. But the judge said it was all right, so it's
all right. Look at him equivocate in a second language, Zach, huh?
That's actually that's my favorite card in 2.0, my favorite damage card.
Round 8. Gordon.
What?
It's a lore question.
Oh, no. Okay.
This squadron has earned its reputation for its ruthlessness for its action on Kalos and was handpicked by Darth Vader.
Oh, man. This squadron? Black Squadron. Even though I know that's not it and that was something to do with the Death Star, but sure.
Zach? Stop reading. Answer.
Honor Squadron. Here, I'll show you my camera. This is what I was looking at. My keyboard.
Okay. So, what's your answer?
Onyx Squadron?
No, it's Black 8 Squadron in the TIE Punisher.
Once again, I got half of it.
Oh!
That was very close.
I should know that. I own 5 TIE Punishers.
That's not something to be proud of, Zach.
Zach.
Peter.
Zach,
have you seen the TIE Punishist?
Zach?
Peter.
From which city does the Wraith Squadron podcast broadcast from?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Gordon.
Jacksonville, Mississippi.
Yeah, it's Jennings, Louisiana.
If we combine our forces, Zach, we might have got a correct answer there.
Yeah, it would have been close.
We could have said
Jay,
Louisiana.
Yeah, I knew they were Louisiana and they weren't New Orleans, but.
And I knew it was a J.
Round 9. Gordon, how many
Hang
white
on.
Maneuver...
You didn't wait for me to say yes.
Gordon.
Yes?
How many white maneuvers can a E-Wing perform?
Nathan, save me. I have no idea.
Say a number. Just say any number.
Okay, 11.
No. Zach.
8.
No, it's 10.
I was off by 1.
We should give him the 0.5 for plus 1, minus 1, I think.
Peter,
11 was very close.
Peter, can we have a word in French for a second? Just you and me?
Yeah, go for it.
Pourquoi tu veux donner des points? Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
This can't be good.
Well, he said he was one off.
This can't
non,
be good.
Non, mais réponds-moi en français, là.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's his old question. That's his old question.
He's not even allowed to answer in English like he normally does.
Tes autres questions de numéro, c'était
okay.
plus...
Say your answer,
c'était
demi point
pour plus un ou moins un.
Start over,
okay.
Start over. Say
so,
your answer.
So, me and the judge, we've talked.
With difficulty.
Yes, and he convinced me to give you 0.5.
Thank you so much. My interpretations would have been hilarious, by the way, but go ahead.
I forgot the two hards in my head. I was thinking about the 2.0 Ewing.
Oh, so you're playing 4D chess while he's playing checkers, is that it?
Something like that. Like I said, I'm already forgetting my 1.0 knowledge. It's all gone. All
right, Zach, your question. What is the real name of the ship nicknamed Quad Jumper?
I should know this and I don't.
Is that your final answer?
Can I give a final answer?
Please.
JSFY1.
No, Gordon.
That's mine!
No. Peter, you want to inform the contestant?
Yes, it sounds like some sort of weird porn. The Quadrajet Transfer Space Tug.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud I didn't know that.
This sounds like something I'd want.
I knew that for a solid minute.
You should be ashamed that you knew that.
Round 10. Gordon.
Yes, Peter.
My name is Bruno.
Nope, Peter. Talking to the judge now, trying to work a different angle.
Nice try. Minus 0.25.
Oh, no!
No! Come on, B.
Okay.
You gotta respect Bruno if you're gonna come to this house.
I was forced into this house. I didn't come here willingly. All right. Yes, Bruno. How may I help you?
In X-Wing 2.0, what is the difference between square and round tokens?
Round tokens are removed at the end of the round. Squares are permanent.
Are you sure about the permanent?
Well, they stay. They don't go away. You may flip them, but they don't go away, whereas the rounds do.
Close enough?
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, that was very merciful.
Why? What am I getting wrong?
Well, squares stay until you're instructed to remove them.
We haven't even... The rules aren't even out yet. How can you know the stop? Okay, whatever.
I watched the stream with Alex Davey.
All right, whatever. Thank you so much for the points. I am grateful to have them.
Zach.
Peter.
My name is Bruno.
Yes!
Damn it, Gordon! You fucking tricked me, you asshole!
Oh, I did it! Oh, I did it!
You fucking got
-0.25. 25.
Oh no! He should know better as a repeat champion, and since he represents the show, he should be shamed.
I can't
and the
believe
punishment
I just got
should reflect
Gordon.
That shame.
Gordon, this is a Gordon, don't loss. Overdo it.
Okay. That's impossible, but okay. You think Zach's loud. You don't know anything.
Zach.
Yes.
In X-Wing 2.0, what is the rotate action and how does it work?
The rotate action is for anything with the turret. And when you perform the action, you can rotate the turret arc, your mobile arc, to a different facing. If it is on a ship that's like a native turret, you rotate the pointer. It goes both ways. I think I added a lot of words at the end. Basically, it allows you to rotate your mobile arc.
Yes. Second intermission analysis. Well, I need to do math now. That's not easy.
That's okay. Names are even harder.
After 10 basic X-Wing knowledge questions, and after the penalties that both contestants suffered, the score is 4.25 for the champion and 2.5 for the contender. The champion is all over the place. How do you explain that, Peter?
Next question.
Oh, come on.
You said we have to answer.
He's not all over the place, though. That's my answer. What game were you watching, Peter?
Peter, if you had to sing a song to the contender, what would it be?
Holy Diver, because Holy Diver's rad.
Would you care to do us a sample of that song?
Fuck no, you gotta pay me if you want me to sing.
How much?
I get where you're coming from, Peter. And Peter, I'll see you right after this for the final stretch.
You want a podcast that stays positive about the X-Wing you love. You want articles on arc dodging, opening moves, and more. You want entertaining battle reports and videos. You want weekly humor, interviews, and discussions that will make you a better X-Wing player. You want the Back to Dials X-Wing Podcast. Coming at you Saturdays from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, join Asa Graf and Adam Kanick as we discuss everything X-Wing every week. Available every Saturday at www.backtodials.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Gordon, we should combine our Patreon dollars to get Peter to sing.
Oh, fuck.
Round 11, Gordon.
Yes!
This starfighter squadron was active in the Alliance when the Republic was restored during the Galactic Civil War. Its pilots flew T-65 X-Wings and B-Wings, among other starships used in the Rebel fleet.
Red Squadron?
Is that your final answer?
I don't know my lore, yes!
Zach!
Rogue Squadron?
Gordon!
No. Yes! Oh, I'm back!
I'm just gonna fucking choose random colors.
No, it's the Blue Squadron. Blue Squadron, guys. Blue Squadron.
I actually said it before he said it, but it doesn't count. Darn it.
Zach.
Yes?
The Autoblaster Cannon comes in which expansion pack?
You need every expansion it comes with?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It comes with the B-Wing, the IG-2000, or the IG-88, I'm sorry. The B-Wing, the IG-88. And okay.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, I almost buried myself.
Round 12. Gordon. Name two of the five cast members of the Imperial Propaganda Radio.
Terry and Ian.
No. Zach.
Grant and David.
Oh!
Oof.
0.25 because you said Grant.
Do you want to know how I know Grant?
No.
No, he said no, so you don't get to answer.
All right, fine. I won't tell you about how my boy Paul Johnson tabled his ass to win the Australian National Championship then.
You just did.
Bingo.
Zach.
Yes.
In which version of the FAQ the crackshot EPT was first clarified?
That would have been the FAQ that was dropped in March of 2017?
No. Gordon.
3.1.
No. It's version 4.
At least I said a number, Zach.
He's let us use dates before.
Yeah, we take dates or version numbers.
Now you tell me.
Was it August? Was it actually August 2016?
No, it was 21st December 2015.
Okay. Oh, damn. I was way off. I could have sworn it was right before.
God, that's Worlds. A long time ago. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Round 13. Gordon.
Bruno!
If I attack a VT-49 that have a focus token at range 3 with a A-wing, what is my expected total hits?
1.
Judge?
No, we're going to give this to whoever's closest.
Okay. Zach?
3/8.
That's 1 point for Gordon.
Yeah, it's for Gordon.
Yes!
It's 0 point. Wait.
It's a 0.8 or 0.1.
0.94.
Yeah. So.
Wait, 0.094?
Yeah, yes. I'm not sure. We have to do the math on that. I'm pretty sure. Well,
that's
625 is 3/8, right? And I said 1, and so 0.1 is closer to 0.89, I believe.
Well, it was 0.0.
Yeah, all
you guys figure this out. I have to piss. I will be right back.
This surprise intermission is brought to you by our new production director, Zach Sweetbladder. Please enjoy.
Okay.
Okay, while he can't answer or defend himself, ask me a bunch of questions.
Well, what if you get them wrong anyway? What happened then?
Well, if I do it in a respectful manner, hopefully I won't be penalized. But at least it's an attempt at something is better than him at least stealing them outright because he knows the answers and I don't. See, I'm trying to take advantage of him not stealing my incorrect answers.
That's like trying to bribe a cop, right?
How much do you want?
I want to put you in jail.
Thank God you don't know where my secret lair is. Come and get me, copper.
You know what? While he's pissing, I'm going to go get him.
Oh, he's back. If they don't edit this part out of the podcast, Zach, we can say all kinds of crazy stuff. Go, before he's back. You're muted. You're muted.
Zach is one of the ones who left.
You're disconnected. Yes.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Unmuted. I didn't realize I muted myself before I did that. So it's an A-Wing with, so two dice, right? So expected one hit against a Decimator, but the Decimator's at range 3.
Yeah.
So the Decimator has, with a focus, so the Decimator has a 5/8 chance of evading. So it should be, like, right around 3/8, yeah?
We have an opportunity to talk about whatever you want to talk about, we want to talk about, and this is what we're going to spend our time talking about while the host is away? Seriously?
Yeah.
Good. Before Definitely. He sits down, say something. Too late.
Something. Crates on top.
Crates on top. Stay on target.
I am so mad about the forum thread. Oh, my God.
I don't even bother reading.
We got moved to the off-topic session.
Did you really? The largest thread ever.
We were coming up on the gunboat thread, and unironically, I think FFG Marketing
wanted that to stay number one, yeah.
Because the devs have talked about the gunboat thread, like, in public marketing. So I don't think they want to be like the second forum thread after this podcast we don't want anyone listening to.
Fair. You may continue, Bruno.
Now back to the main topic and purpose of this broadcast.
So this question is a void. It's no good. So I'm going to take another one. So Gordon.
Bruno.
Does launching a bomb or otherwise placing a bomb in the play area count as dropping a bomb? And explain yourself.
No, because that is based on actions. I was going to say it's an action bomb versus just a passive thing, but I don't think that's got anything to do with it. So I have no idea. Go, Zach.
No,
can I ask for the question?
Wait.
Gordon. I was hoping.
Gordon.
Yeah. Bruno.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
Okay. Yes or no and try something, all right?
I love how they're trying to help me out here. Yes or no? Okay, can I have a repeat of the question since I clearly didn't understand it?
Because of my accent, right?
That's it, sure. Not my stupidity.
Here, no, we'll try it. We'll try it with me.
Okay, go.
Does launching a bomb or otherwise placing a bomb in the play area count as dropping a bomb?
Sure.
Okay. Zach.
You're even further from you. Your first answer was way better.
The answer is actually no, because you can't substitute it with the genius effect, which only refers to dropping a bomb.
I have absolutely no idea what he just said there.
Me neither. Judge.
The astromech genius specifically refers only to dropping a bomb and cannot be substituted in any other way. Everything else is an independent effect, essentially. So, like, launching can't be treated as a drop. It's not a drop. It's a launch.
Why do I feel like they're asking me something other than that?
Peter, would you say that what Zach just said is no? And so, effects that trigger after dropping a bomb do not occur after launching or otherwise placing a bomb. However, each ship is still limited to a single bomb drop or launch or other placement each round.
Yeah, Zach was close enough.
0.75.
Objection.
What he said is along the same thought process as the Bruno's official answer.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the save the game fact that the Minnesota judge used.
Okay. Zach.
Yes.
Name the two cast members of the Wraith Squadron podcast.
Neil and Mike.
Gordon.
This is where you make it insensitive, Louisiana. Like, there's these jokes that are always start off with Thibodeau and Boudreaux. You're always supposed to say that if you're saying a Louisiana joke, so I'm going to go with those names.
Hey, those are French-Canadian names. How dare you?
Oh, you should be proud.
These guys both have French names, too.
I know.
You know what's bad is I've listened to the Race Squadron podcast a couple times. I like those guys, and I can't remember.
Yeah. All right, so it's Doc Scott Blanchard, which is a French name, and Rays, which is Kyle LeBlanc. So these guys have ancestor in Acadie. How do you say that in English, Peter?
Acadian ancestry.
They're Acadians. They were deported by the British. So respect to Scott Blanchard and Kyle LeBlanc.
Speaking of French names, do you know what my online handle is? What I go by in the forums?
No.
Bruno, you don't?
No.
Zach,
no.
Do you remember?
I sure do.
And do you remember why?
Yes, I do.
Explain!
Because I felt really bad when it's DeRoche, which is your birth last name.
Correct. I'm adopted.
DeRoche? How do you spell that?
DeRoche.
DeRoche.
And that is my real last name. I'm adopted, but I found out what my real name was. Quick little side note, I'm working as customer service in a bank. And so on my computer screen, it tells me who's calling in. And it says it is Mrs. DeRoche. I am very excited because I'm thinking now maybe my long-lost mother has called in. The call comes through. I say, "This is Gordon. How may I help you?" She says, "Yeah, this is Mrs. DeRoche. I'm wondering if you could look up my statement." That was not my mother. No. My mother's French.
Well, 0.25 for that, Gordon.
So there we go. I found my tact. Interesting tidbits.
Round 14. Gordon.
Bruno.
How does the reinforced action work in X-Wing 2.0?
Certainly is not the same as the first. That's all I remember. You're still placing the token. You're still determining if it's front or back arc. And after that, I do not remember the distinction, because if you put a gun to my head and asked me to explain how it works in 1.0, I'd still get that wrong. Zach.
So the difference is in 2.0 is now the ship must be entirely in the designated area. So entirely in front or entirely in back. We haven't gotten an exact wording yet, but it cancels damage down to a minimum of 1. So it cannot completely cancel damage.
Yes.
So let's say you can draw a line
0.5.
Where it's in both arcs. Is it just then not in effect?
Yeah. If you're splitting the arc, you just turned reinforce off. Yeah, reinforce got hit with the hammer pretty hard. Just really for the better of the game, but...
Yeah.
Zach.
Yes.
What happens after resolving the end phase?
Tokens are removed from the board, and we go to the start of the next turn.
Judge.
I'm not making a judgment call on this. You make a judgment call on this.
No, you're the judge.
So am I the judge. I'm the intern. I'm taking the intern job. intern judge?
Yeah. Come on, judge.
Sure.
Okay.
Well done.
You don't agree with me, you be the judge.
Yeah, the right answer was play proceeds to the next round, starting with the planning phase. What you said was kind of that.
Quit nodding your head, Zach. Be excited. Say something.
Yes!
There you go.
Round 15 and final round. Gordon Berg, this is your last question. Are you ready?
Is this like Final Jeopardy, where if I get it right, I can actually pass Zach in the point standings?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm ready.
In X-Wing 2.0, what is Han Solo's gunner ability?
Oh, is it this? Why wouldn't it be the same as the first? I want to say it's re-roll all dice results again, but I know that's not what it says, but that's as close as I can do.
Zach.
You said his gunner ability, yes?
Yes.
Because that's at the start of the combat phase, you may engage at pilot skill 7 from an arc you haven't already fired out of.
Judge, I think he's missing something.
Yeah. During the engagement phase at initiative 7, you may perform a turret arc attack. You cannot attack from that turret arc again this round.
0.5.
Oh, I had the last part backwards.
Zach, your question now.
Yes.
What is my expected total hits if I attack a TIE fighter at range 2 with my X-Wing T-65 with a focus and a target lock while the TIE fighter doesn't have any token, but Palpatine is watching his back?
1 damage.
No, Gordon.
2 damage.
No, it's 0.563.
Oh, I was hoping for me being closer.
After 15 simple questions, the score is not tight at all.
Don't sugarcoat it, Bruno. Let me hear what you really think.
Wait, Gordon. I'm going to give you the Jeopardy way out. I'm going to ask you 5 questions.
Oh, man.
You need to answer right to the 5 questions, and you are the new Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000.
I don't even get a rebuttal?
He knows I'm not getting one of them right, Zach. You're good here. But go on, Bruno.
Gordon.
Bruno.
For your final salvo question, what is step 8 of the latest timing chart?
Latest timing chart? Oh, man. Clear stress tokens.
No. Next question.
I'm going to go through all of them.
You should ask him one he would never know, like, what are the names of the other hosts on Stay on Target?
I should ask you guys that.
Gordon. All right, let's say if you have 3 out of 5, you're good.
That's still fair. Unachievable, but still fair.
Just keep lowering the bar.
So for your second question out of 5.
Before you ask this, Bruno, let's say by some miracle this happens. Do you really want me back on as the Lore Master 5000 champion?
I have nothing to say about that. If you win, you win. That's it.
Okay.
What are the 2 first sub-steps of step 1 of the latest timing chart?
Planning. Set dials. Set dials. I don't know what else there is other than set dials in that stage. If you were planning, I don't know what there is to do other than planning, which is set dials. There's another step? I don't know.
No, that's not it. I'm going to give you a final question. If you get it right, we will move on. Otherwise, Zach will have the opportunity to answer those questions and shame you a bit more.
As if that's possible. As if we could shame us any further. But okay, fair enough.
In the latest FAQ, what was changed or added in the Libo entry?
That Europe is better at X-Wing than the United States.
Close, but that's not it. Zach, you want to try those questions?
Yeah, so the Libo entry clarified, I'll show you the dark side, the interaction, that Libo, in fact, does get to work against it, which, hence, Europe was right all along, apparently.
So I was right. Good. Okay, next.
The first steps of the timing chart are... choose attacker, declare defender?
No.
Or is it attacker rules, defender rules?
No. Step 1 is declare target step. The first one is measure range to enemy ship and check attacker's firing arc. And the second sub-point is attacker chooses weapon.
That's right.
And what is the step 8 of the latest timing chart?
I think it's compare results.
No. It's 8 identify abilities that trigger after attacking or after defending.
Oh.
And it's resolve ability of player with initiative and resolve ability of other player.
Did 8 used to be 9?
I don't know.
Wait, you said it's resolve. I mean, I kind of It's 1.0, so I don't anymore, but I did care about the timing chart at one point in time.
You should be really embarrassed about this sort of thing, Zach.
Well, So one of the things I was really passionate about is helping Milwaukee like grow again. So I volunteered to start running events, and I'm like, I want to make sure I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you have to know the stuff. No.
So yeah, I definitely have 2 store championships to run eventually, so I super have to brush up on that timing chart.
The point is you broke Bruno where even he didn't care. That's what we should be focusing on.
I do that to people.
Good day, citizens, and welcome to Holonet News. If you're like us, you know that Millennium Condor is the best content in the northern half of the galaxy. But did you know there are podcasts in the southern half as well? The Empire is vast and sprawling, and even exists in desert regions where everything is trying to kill you. If you want something to listen to while you fight for your life, try Hell of a Pilot, available for free streaming and Empire-approved content at all times. This is Holonet News.
Well, Peter, that was so intense. I'm having an out-of-body experience. Say something, Peter.
Oh, you're out of buddies?
After 15 questions and 3 final salvo questions, the score is... 3.75 for the contender and 9.75 for the champion.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Monsieur the Contender, you've shown the whole world that not any podcast host, however successful the podcast, can withstand the rigor and hardship that it takes to wear this great title. Gordon, you will now regroup with the other sour vanquished in the land of the shame and disregard. If you are not sure where that is, ask Peter. He knows the way. Any dark thought you would like to spit on the world right now?
Okay, I didn't need to be on this show to lower the status of my podcast. I do that on my own just fine. Thank you very much. Zach, you are a great, great champion. I appreciate you thinking of me. I don't care that you tried to reach out to 10 other podcast hosts before you finally guilted me into accepting. But thank you nonetheless to help get my name out there even further. Since I have such a huge identity complex over the fact that according to the Gold Squadron Goldies, we were the 7th most voted podcast in popularity. I'm trying to get up to number 6, and I think me being on this show has achieved that.
I hope so, Gordon. I just wanted to bring you on so that people could see how reasonable and not obnoxious or narcissistic I am. And I thought mission accomplished.
If I could be totally serious, Zach, you are the best. You are hilarious. I love you, man, and we can't get enough of you.
Love you too, bud.
You guys take a room?
Take a room.
Peter, I'm sure you have something deep and insightful to say to what's left of Gordon Berg.
What's left?
In the cosmic sense, it doesn't really matter, does it?
At least pretend like you've listened to my show. Say I'm the worst.
You're the worst.
There you go. Thank you.
With a score of 9.75, it is now my pleasure to present the winner of this bloodbath, the one that, from this point on, will keep the privilege of being called the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 Until Defeated, Zach Matthews!
Alpha X-Wing, Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 Until Defeated. How do you feel after accomplishing such a gigantic exploit? What do you think made the difference this time around?
Picking an easier opponent.
Every champion pads their undefeated record.
You gotta after a bloodbath like Blair, though. I was scared.
What was the score in that, the final score?
It was tight. Less than 1 point.
I had to win the like super lightning round to pull it off.
Wow. I hope lesser people can grasp all of this unfathomable piece of wisdom that the champion just granted us. Once again, thank you, X-Wing Inter... Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 Until Defeated. Usually, at this point of the quiz, the champion would choose and challenge a lucky fellow podcaster to face him and get utterly destroyed in front of his community and family. Not this time. The Lore Master quiz has reached a point where to remove any doubt, on the credibility and knowledge of the champion, we must introduce a mandatory opponent. The Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated mandatory opponent has been identified as Chris Chico Brown.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Peter. T'as quoi dire?
No, Bruno, you can't do this. Chris Chico Brown is well-known and respected marshal with friends at FFG. Why would you want him to lose it all? He certainly has no place in Land of Shame and Disregard.
Chris Chico Brown, do you have what it takes? Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. Is there something you would like to say to your mandatory opponent?
I was actually going to challenge Chico. Been talking shit to me, too. Chico's no coward. So, I mean, if you were, I would implore him to come at me. I'm ready for this. I have a strong strategy of alternating between strong and weak opponents. I realized it when I went, you know, Peter to Dion, that, you know, I was ready for a challenge with Blair. But I padded it with Gordon again. So, yeah, let's do this. And there's no one I'd rather go head-to-head with.
This is going to be epic. Now, Shame and Disregarded Contender. That's you, Gordon.
That's me.
Please, do us the honor of closing the show in French.
Pour des questions intenses sur X-Wing miniature, nous sommes Million Condor, le Master Qui. For inside X-Wing miniature questions, we are
okay, you said
Million Condor, le Master Quiz.
Stop!